试卷二口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Returning to the moon is an important step for our space program. Establishing an extended human presence on the moon could vastly reduce the costs of further space exploration, making possible even more ambitious missions. Lifting heavy spacecraft and fuel out of the Earth's gravity is expensive. Spacecraft assembled and provisioned on the moon could escape its far lower gravity using far less energy and thus far less cost. Also, the moon is home to abundant resources. Its soil contains raw materials that might be harvested and processed into rocket fuel or breathable air. We can use our time on the moon to develop and test new approaches and technologies and systems that will allow us to function in other, more challenging environments. With the experience and knowledge gained on the moon, we will then be ready to take the next steps of space exploration, human missions to Mars and to worlds beyond. Passage 2. I am very glad to be invited here to make a speech on an educator's responsibility. I read newspaper articles about violent crime, see the rages of inhumanity on the evening news, and hear sound bites on the radio describing cruelty and intolerance. That happens to me often. As an American high school principal, I worry, particularly about the effects on our children of our own society, a society that is less safe and less hospitable than the one I experienced as a child growing up during the 1950s and 60s. We are fortunate that most students at our high school are respectful, considerate, and tolerant of differences among their peers. I am proud of the majority of our students' behavior, and generally pleased with the social climate of our school. There are, however, some students at our school who display antagonistic attitudes and behave inappropriately. Some students are insensitive and unkind to their classmates, discourteous to adults, and quick to express their anger by raising their voices or by using profanity.